This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, Quran Weekly. MashaAllah, we're back again with another episode. We ask the Almighty to grant us goodness and acceptance. I have a habit, and that habit is we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala things. We're all in need. Every single time we are speaking, it's important to say the dua or the supplication that is in our mind or on our tongues as soon as we have the opportunity to say it. Once it comes to your mind, just utter it, say it, you know. Let the supplication come out, release it, because you don't know when is the time for acceptance. You know, dua, when we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we all have needs. One wonders sometimes whether it will be given to us exactly as we are asking for it, because the Almighty has heard it without a doubt. He knows, and at the same time He responds. But whether or not He gives it to us exactly as we want, only He knows. So it's important for us to choose moments that are more blessed. And sometimes the minute you think of something, if you say it, it is something that would be giving preference to the Almighty over everything else. So if you notice when I speak, a lot of the times I'm in the middle of a lecture, and what I would do is I would say, may Allah grant us goodness, may Allah bless us, may Allah cure those who are sick, may Allah have mercy on those who passed away, may He grant us a deep understanding, may He grant us, so much so that people actually call me deep understanding, because I'm a person who always says, may He grant us a deep understanding. Sometimes the understanding is very shallow. And sometimes, you know, people think that, oh, we're very knowledgeable. But the truth is, we're not. We have a little bit of knowledge. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the owner of all knowledge. And our little knowledge compared to what even the other true scholars of deen have is absolutely no. So we need to know, let's swim in the ocean of knowledge and let's continue learning, continue correcting ourselves, and at the same time call out to the Almighty, ask Him, tell Him. At any given time, when you are walking, when you are driving, when you are at home, when you are in the kitchen, perhaps cooking, perhaps helping, just say, Ya Allah, bless my child, Ya Allah, bless me, Ya Allah, protect me from evil. Think of these things, and the minute you think of it, make a dua, say it out, talk to your Maker. It develops a beautiful link between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is what we want. This is the sweetness. You know, people feel scared, but they forget to say, oh Allah, protect me from fear. People feel so much and they forget to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala things. People are worried about poverty and they don't say, Ya Allah, protect us from poverty. People look at some others who perhaps are maimed or who do not have organs or who are sick and ill, and they forget to say, or they don't bother to say, oh Allah, at that split moment, oh Allah, grant me cure from sickness. Oh Allah, I thank you for what you've given me. Really, these are some of the words that need to be on our mouths. You know, it is the spicing of the words that we really need through the speech that we have. So this is a piece of advice that I have for you. And the reason I say this is through my journey with the Quran, alhamdulillah, I have learnt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the dua or the supplications of the previous messengers, as well as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as some recommended du'as where Allah is instructing Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say a specific supplication in a specific way. It's all over the Quran. ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا ربنا this ربنا that oh my Rabb, this is what I'm asking you, oh my Rabb, grant me offspring, oh my Rabb, bless me in this way and bless me in that way. So why don't we learn from that all over our speech we just need to say a few Rabbanas, inshallah, meaning may the Almighty grant us this and grant us that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may the merciful, O you who is most merciful, help us, have mercy on us, open our doors, grant us guidance, you know. So many different du'as that we make, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really open our doors. There you are. And at the same time, what we need to know is, whenever we would like to read the Quran, let's be respectful, let's clean ourselves, let's make sure that we are dressed appropriately, and let's take it seriously. Inshallah, in the next episode, I want to go through another verse of the Quran that will show us what the Quran is all about and what we can achieve. Inshallah, we'll be back in a few moments, or we'll be back sometime. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all. Once again, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.